When I left university, you get to a point you've got to have a job, you've got to have something that brings in some money. And I applied to Shell, to Unilever and to ICI. I got granted interviews by all three, but my first interview was with Shell. From their point of view, wisely or not, offered me a job, and I was very happy to accept. So I never really went to a definitive interview with either Unilever or ICI. I suppose working for Shell, in the sort of line I was in and working overseas, you tend to become a bit of a jack of all trades. I spent quite some time in the retail side of the business. I was a retail manager when I was in the Gold Coast, which became Ghana. I was a district manager. And I also went to Singapore for a while. That's another back story, in that Anne and I were committed, pledged, wanted to marry, but didn't want to marry immediately on my joining Shell. And I had a game plan, which was that I would get myself to Africa in my first assignment, and that I would then come back on my first local leave, which from Africa I could afford to do, get married, and Anne would come out with me. First interview I had for a job overseas was with the area coordinator for Singapore. And I always remember, I went in, he said, "Sit down, Anderson, why do you want to go to Singapore?" I said, "Well, quite frankly, sir, I don't." So in the way of the organisation, I was posted to Singapore. So we decided we were going to get married before I went to Singapore. And the knot was tied, and Anne came down to see me off on a Dutch liner at Southampton, and I sailed off to Singapore, having, I won't say a whale of a time at sea, but enjoying myself on the Dutch liner. Got to Singapore, there were two, I had a colleague with me, there were two jobs going in the Singapore region. One was in Singapore itself, and the other was up country in Malaya. And I would quite like to have had the upcountry job, but I got the desk job in Singapore. So when I arrived in the office, having been allocated to my desk job, my then manager sort of said, "Oh, hello, Anderson, come in. You see that desk over there?" And I said, "Well, yes, of course I do. Be there at 2 o'clock, will you?" And that was my introduction. And I then sat in this desk, not doing any travelling or anything, for quite a long period of time. And then I eventually thought, well, this is ridiculous. I'd got married before I came out. I didn't get married not to be together. And so I went to see the general manager, or I applied for permission to see the general manager. And he said, "Oh, come in, what can I do for you?" I said, "Well, sir, I would like my wife to be able to join me," which I didn't think was an unreasonable request. At which he said, "Oh, well, I'll have to ask London." So he asked London, I was summoned back into the presence. He said, "Oh, come in, Anderson. We're moving you to West Africa." And the only book of reference I had at that time was an encyclopedia, Harmsworth Encyclopedia, of, I think, 1911. And I looked it up, and it said, "Singapore shares the reputation of West Africa of being known as the white man's grave." So my first two overseas assignments were, you know, firmly in the jaws of the white man's grave territory.